You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Breakthrough Investor Show. My name is Charles Roche Jr., and we focus on breaking through limitations and barriers to get you to that next level of investing. With me is William Palmer, my amazing co-host. And in today's episode, our guest will be talking about how she helped thousands of investors around the country to invest in commercial real estate assets totaling over $1.4 billion.
That's right, Charles. And she also talks about the three walls to break through to become a successful investor and talks about how investing in growing your mindset is so important. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Breakthrough Investor Show, where we guide you to financial freedom and break barriers in your investing to give you the secrets to success. And now, here are your hosts, Charles Roche Jr. and William Palmer.
It would Breakthrough Investor, where we help you break through that next level as an investor. And with me today is William Palmer, real estate investor, coach, and the amazing co-host of Breakthrough Investor. William, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great, Charles. How are you doing, man?
Man, I am doing fantastic. I'm blessed, and I'm just super excited for our guest today, man. She's just amazing. She's down to earth. I got to meet her personally at the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference. And, you know, William, I remember, I don't know if you went to bed that night or not, but we were all like, it was like a small group of us. We were up. You were there, William, right?
Very likely. I didn't sleep much at RubyCon.
It was like the last night we were like eating like completely unhealthy snacks and, you know, chips and gummy bears and all those different things. But, you know, there was the conversations we had, and I had a really, really, you know, deep and special conversation with our guests, and that's helped, you know, helped me so much, right?
Absolutely. For just a little teaser for anybody that is going to come to RubyCon for future events, it's late night. That's where stuff happens. So, very, very excited about hearing from this particular guest today. It's always, I love hearing stories about how people just started normal life, maybe working a corporate job, and then they realized it's really not conducive to a good life. In my opinion, others may disagree, but especially if you have kids, right? You have kids, you have a family. And this investor is definitely a breakthrough investor in my book. Her book is actually one of the first books I read besides Robert Kiyosaki's books. And so I still have it. And I was actually just telling her that I need to read it again, but really, really looking forward to hearing her story about what has made her successful and how she got to where she is today in the investing world.
Absolutely. Because she has so much experience to share, to help people, you know. In fact, like, she's been investing for like over 15 years. And so she is like, she's one of the experts in the space, I'm telling you. And so it's just amazing too, because not only is she an expert in the space, she devotes a lot of her time for helping other people. And I think that's the amazing thing about our guest today. You know, she co-hosts a podcast. She also has an investment firm. So she has so many things to help others build wealth. So she's not just building wealth on her own. She's helping thousands of investors around the country invest in real estate. And in fact, William, I believe, you know, the total investments, you know, is like, that she helped people with is like over $1.4 billion. Yeah, billion.
Yeah, I think I had to actually look that up this morning. So,
It's so cool, man. Like, her and her business partner, they created different programs to help people invest. They have elite mentorship programs, so many cool things to help people. And so I always get excited to speak to her. And so without further ado, I'm going to just welcome her to the show, because we're waiting to hear from her. So, Annie, how fantastic are you doing today, Annie Dickerson?
Hey, fellas, I'm thrilled to be here with you and your listeners today. So honored that our book is on your shelf right next to Robert Kiyosaki. That just made my day to hear that.
Awesome. Annie, you know, I think a lot of people know your story because, you know, you're a big deal, at least in my book, you're a big deal in this space. But, and you know, some of us like me, I love to hear your story over and over. But for our listeners, Annie, you know, why don't you tell us more about your story? What got you started on your investing journey?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'll start by saying I never thought I would be a real estate investor. My, you know, I'm an only child and we lived in apartments all growing up. It never occurred to me that somebody was on the other end of that rent check that we were paying every month. My parents never bought a home and it just wasn't part of my everyday experience. And so, you know, right after college, I joined Teach for America and I was teaching fourth grade in DC. And my husband and I decided to buy our first home because that's what you're supposed to do, right? You get married, then you buy a house, then you get a dog and you keep the dog alive, then you can have some kids, right? It's like, that's the path, right? So we're like, okay, we're following all the steps. And so we were living in DC at the time, and we thought, you know, being in our 20s, we thought we could be super cool. We will buy like a loft or something in a trendy area of DC. And we started looking, and our realtor, a good friend of ours, was very wise in counseling us to say, you know what, these lofts are really nice, but have you thought about something maybe a little bit more practical, like a row home, which is very popular in DC. And a lot of the row homes have not one, but two units. And so he said, you know, you could actually live in one unit and rent out the other. And having come just, you know, having just recently kind of graduated from college at the time, we were pretty used to this concept of sharing space with other people. And we thought, that sounds great. That's like real life Monopoly, right? Mm-hmm. And we didn't know it was house hacking at the time, but we were like, this seems to make sense. We'll live in the top unit and then we'll rent out the basement unit. And I'll never forget, my realtor said, if you play your cards right and you keep this property and then you move out and then you get another one and then another one and then another one, he says, at some point, this will be cash flow positive. And mm-hmm. I thought, whoa, nobody had ever put those words together for me like that before. But I was like, wait, I like the sound of that. I don't know what that means, but I want that. And so that's exactly what we did. We bought a row home, then we bought another one. We moved. We're now in California. We continued to buy duplexes and we continued house hacking because it just worked. And every time we would live in one unit, we'd rent out the other, and it started to pay down our mortgage. And we thought, this is a genius concept. Why isn't everybody doing this? But because I know this podcast is all about breakthroughs, I hit a wall at a certain point. So we named our properties after the letters of the alphabet. So we had Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, and Delta. Delta was in Oakland, California, and that's when we hit the wall. Because at that point, we had two young kids. And we were in the very expensive San Francisco Bay Area, where suddenly it wasn't like you put down, you know, on our first property, because we had special loans and whatnot, it was a different time in the market. I think we put down $15,000 for a house that was almost $500,000. Yeah, it was a smoking deal. But we couldn't get that kind of deal. Then by Delta, it was like we had to put in $200,000 or more to get, you know, like a $600,000-$800,000 home here in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. And we thought,
and you had kids too with you.
Crazy. You got to drag the kids around. You got to switch schools. We were like, what do we do now? We're stuck. And so that's the point where we had to look beyond what we knew, and new things started opening up for us.
Charles, I don't know about you, but it's kind of remarkable the amount of people that house hacked before they even knew what house hacking was.
Right.
There's been at least five, if not more, that have done that this show.
William, you're so true. Literally, and I actually did that too and didn't realize it. Literally.
Okay, six now.
Yeah. Every time I hear people talk, I had no idea what house hacking is, right? Because I remember one time Dustin told me, like, you should do some house hacking. Oh yeah, that'll be cool. And then when I figured what house, I was like, oh, I'm kind of doing that right now, you know?
So Annie, going back to the wall, what that wall, when you found it, what is that thing that happened, that mind shift or whatever it was? What's that thing that kind of broke you through that?
So the first wall that I hit was I realized it would take years for us to save up enough for that one down payment to buy one more duplex, and we'd have to move the kids, all the stuff. It was too much of a hassle, and not to mention way too slow for the trajectory we were aiming for. And so then I said, okay, if not here, where? Because I said, there's real estate all over the place. Doesn't mean just because we can't invest in our local market and we can't house hack that there aren't other ways to invest in real estate and other markets that we can invest in. So that's when I opened it up and I said, okay, it was literally like, you know, in elementary school social studies class where they pull down the map. It felt kind of like that. It was like I was just pulling down the map from the wall and I'm like, okay, we got the whole United States here. Where do we go? And we started looking at nearby markets, but you have to kind of go far out in California to kind of get to some of those more affordable markets. And I thought, well, you know, that's still quite a drive. Okay, well, what about DC? We know that market, but it's all the way on the other side of the country. Okay, what about Memphis, where we had lived before? Okay, that's not great for appreciation, good for cash flow. So I started through this process to kind of learn a little bit about different markets as I was considering them. Meanwhile, I started researching. I started reading books about how to find the right markets. I started reading articles, comparing different lists and whatnot to see what were the top markets where the growth was happening. And I was on Bigger Pockets reading all the forums and the threads. And I thought, I got this. I can do this. They say, you know, B and C class, small multifamily, 4 units and under. I got it. I've done 2 units. I can do 4, no problem. And so I did all this research, compared all these different markets, and honed in on Huntsville, Alabama, as a market that at the time was really up and coming, but we had never been to this market before. But you know, it met all the criteria. I Google street viewed like every street in the area. And I was like, okay, I think this makes sense. Let's try for something. And you know how they say LoopNet is where deals go to die? Well, that's where I found my first deal, was on LoopNet. I was like, okay. I found a 6-unit property, actually. And I thought, okay, it's been sitting on LoopNet for a while. What's wrong with it? And so I started to dive in, started to talk to the broker, formed a relationship there. And we actually bought that first property sight unseen. And it was a lot of trust that we had. But we were like, one way or another, we're kind of either paying tuition or we're making an investment or we're learning something along the way, right? And so that got our foot in the market, foot in the door in that market. And so then we started to expand in that local market again, like Monopoly, right? You build the house, you add another house on top, right? And so very quickly, within the span of under a year, we built up a portfolio of about 25 units in Huntsville, Alabama. It's much cheaper there. You can get 4 units at the time. You could get 4 units in Huntsville for $200,000. Like not just the down payment, the full thing. So So we're like, we'll take one of these. We'll take one of these. So we built up this small portfolio and I'm like, I got this. I did all the research. I'm so good at this. Now I can see the path to start to quit my job. I got this. Mm-hmm. And things were going well until all of a sudden they were not. Uh-oh. So here comes the next wall, right? The next hurdle, the next challenge. And, you know, a lot of these B and C class properties, they look really good on paper. But when you go and operate them, things come up that did not come up with our house hacks. Because with our house hacks, we were living in the same, under the same roof as our tenants. And so we knew what was going on. We knew them. We had a relationship with them. With these properties, we had a property manager in between us and the tenants. We didn't know the tenants. We weren't able to very easily go and walk the properties, check out what was going on. Once in a while, we'd go fly out there and kind of look around to see what was going on, but it was really at arm's length. And so I still remember clear as day, the day that everything changed for me. My property manager called me out of the blue. It's never a good thing when they call you out of the blue. She called me and she said, all right, are you sitting down? I said, okay, just lay it on me. Just tell me what's going on. Well, in one of the fourplexes that we had, there was one tenant that we were about to evict. And I fully own up to this. I am not a great landlord, in part because I, at the time at least, I did not run these properties like a business. I felt for these people. And so when they didn't pay, I said, oh, you know, their brother's in an accident. No problem. Give them another month. Okay. Oh, they just lost their job. No problem. Let's you know, whatever. And so this person had not been paying for several months. And finally, I was like, I put my foot down. I was like, she's got to go. So the sheriff was set to show up the following day. And so the property manager was calling me to tell me the good news was she had left her property, her unit, which I was like, great. She said, but the bad news is before she left, she stopped up all the sinks and the tubs in her unit. The water running. And by the time anybody knew what was happening, she had flooded. Remember, this is a fourplex. She had flooded her unit, the unit next door, and the unit next door to that. So 3 out of 4 units were offline. This was summer in Huntsville, Alabama. Humid as all get out. So I had no experience with this. Again, tiny kids. And so I didn't want to be dealing with this hassle. I was on that whole summer. I was on the phone, filling out forms, calling the insurance. I had no idea how all this worked. I knew we had insurance. I had no idea how it worked. I didn't realize that we had to come out of pocket ourselves to do all of the fixes, that the fixes would take months because they had to let everything air out and properly dry before they could do the remediation. So all of this was new to me. I didn't read about this on Bigger Pockets. They all just gloss over everything. I thought this is going to be so easy, but no. And then the insurance sent us the check. I still remember I got the check and I was like, oh, this is great. I can cash this and pay for the fixes. Mm-hmm. And I went to take it to the bank and they were like, no, it's got your name and the name, I can't remember, of the title company or something, or I can't remember. It's like two names on there because you have to do the fixes first and then you have to get it inspected to make sure that the fixes are properly done before you can get the money. And so all this was new to me. I didn't have all these funds just lying around. So we really had to get resourceful to figure this out. And so that was the second wall I hit where I was like, whoa, this is suddenly a lot more work than I thought. I didn't get into this to be all hands-on with all of this and be all stressed out and have to. I still have my job that I'm working here full time. And I don't want to be, when I'm supposed to be with my kids, I don't want to be on the phone with insurance and my property manager. This is terrible. I was like, okay, we're done. We're done. No more rentals. We're done at 25. That's it. So that was the second wall.
A wall of water is what it sounds like. But I will say one thing, Charles. I have a new investment idea. A time machine, and let's go back and buy some of those properties.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That would be awesome. Like if you what's the saying? If I knew then, you would get so much more. Oh my gosh. Like Anya, as you're like telling a story, like I'm like literally like, I'm in it. Like I'm there with you. I'm seeing all these challenges, these breakthroughs that you're going through. And I think we should continue the story because, I'm curious to know, what are some of the things that help you get through that point? And also too, I have so many questions, but I'll leave it at 2 questions. What are some things that you went through? And then how did you break through that next level without giving up? Cause you said, you were done. You were done at 25 units and William and I, we know you weren't done because we know who you are right now. Like I said, you're a big deal to us. So talk more about that. How you broke through the next level. How did you overcome those challenges?
Yeah. So at that point, I was like, okay, I don't want any more to do with these properties. In fact, I was like, I don't even know if we want to hold them anymore. Maybe we consider selling them or 1031. And I didn't know where to go from there because I had, through my research into all of this method of buying these rental properties, this was my path to financial freedom. And I thought, if I just buy X number of units, they told me that I would be financially free. I could replace my income and not have to worry about anything, but it's not working. It's not working for me. And so I thought, well, that's it. I tried it, doesn't work. So I'm stuck. That's it. And I, up to that point, and I had been investing in real estate probably 10 years at that point. I didn't know that there was any other way to invest in real estate. Sure, I knew there were fix and flips and wholesaling, things like that. But I thought that you had to be active in whatever you were doing. I thought you had to manage it day to day. And I thought if that's the case, then real estate really isn't for me because I'm not the best at managing all this. And I've got my full-time job. I've got my kids. I don't want to have to worry about this. And I honestly, I don't think it was. So at that point, I think the universe was conspiring to start to gently introduce me to another way. Because during this whole time, at least the good parts, when I was obsessed with finding the right market, finding these properties, I thought, every time that we would get together with friends and family, they'd ask, oh, what are you up to? You know, what are you doing these days? And I'd say, oh my gosh, I'm looking at this market. I found this property. It's amazing. And it's such a steal. I'm going to get this one. It's so close to downtown. It's so close to these employers. And we're talking all this stuff, right? And, you know, people love when people have a passion like that. And so my friends and family almost always would be like, oh, I want to do that too. Teach me how to do that. And I'd say, yeah, sure. I'll teach you everything I know. Okay. So here's the 20 steps that you got to go through. You got to research the market. You got to find the broker. You look at the properties, you do the underwriting. I'm going through the list, right? And every time I could see it, their eyes start to glaze over. And they're like, oh, thank you so much for telling me, but really that's not what I'm looking for. I don't want to do the work. I have this pile of money that's sitting here and I've heard real estate is really great. And maybe I could put it in with the next property that you invest in. Maybe you could just give me some room. And I'd run into this conversation so many times. And every time I was like, you know, in Huntsville, it's like $200,000 property at that point. And I thought, there's really just not that much room. I'm busy investing my own money. You know, I don't have room for you to then come in with your money too. And not to mention, you know, I wasn't sure about the whole partnership thing and how that worked and legally and the structures and all that stuff. And so I thought, you know, good luck. I'm sorry, I can't help you. But eventually I had enough of these conversations and then I hit that wall. And one day I sat down and I thought, wait, I have all these people that I know that all have the same problem. They all want to invest in real estate, but they don't know how, and they don't want to deal with it. But I've done it. I know how. Yes, I've run into some hassle, but if we could structure some win-win where, like, this is my full-time job and I could just do this, then maybe it's not such a big hassle like it was on the side. And so it got me thinking, and I started, okay, so what if I could do this? How can I do this? And I started to ask those types of questions, started to look into it. And at the point, I was still thinking maybe a JV, like maybe one, two partners at a time. I do the work, they bring the capital. I could kind of figure that out. And as I started digging, that's when I struck gold and I discovered this concept of passive investing through real estate syndications. I had never heard of syndications before, but once I read about them and I understood what they were, I was outraged because I'd been investing in real estate all this time. Nobody bothered to tell me that I could do it passively. I didn't know that was a possibility. I thought it had to be active or nothing. So when I realized that, I was like, wait a second. There are these select groups of people who have known about syndications for generations and they kept it to themselves and didn't tell the rest of us. I was like, this is not right. And that was what got me going. I said, even if this is a hassle, this is worth it to me to get this opportunity out in front of people, because busy parents, busy professionals, they deserve to know that this opportunity exists out there. It's not just my friends who had this challenge. Lots of people have this challenge. They have money they want to invest. They don't want to do the work. And so that's at that point, I started thinking, okay, well, how can I then start to teach people about this? And maybe if people are interested, they could invest alongside me and I could kind of take the lead on doing these bigger deals. So at the time I was thinking real big. I thought maybe like a 30 or 40 unit property. That was big to me at the time. But that's what got me started. I just opened the door a tiny crack to say, instead of I can't, I switched it to how can I? Even if it's different than what I thought originally. And that changed everything.
Wow.
Investments.
Yeah. That mindset shift kind of really opens a bunch of doors. I don't know about you, Charles, but I remember when I started investing, looking at a house that was like 80 grand and thinking, oh my gosh, here we go. And I think it's grown from that to looking at stuff that's in the millions of dollars. And it's not that I have $500,000, $700,000 laying around a bank account ready to put the down payment, But it changes your perspective when you think about how can I? Mm-hmm. And it really starts to change that stuff for you when you start looking at it that way.
Yeah, it's really a mindset shift. And I just love how Annie told the story, you know, with the different walls, right? You know, we were on the third wall. Oh, my gosh. And I'm like, let's keep on going.
Are there?
Yeah, right. By the way, I have a wall behind me, too. So she's talking about three. So this is the fourth one behind me, right?
Yeah, at least that one's virtual.
That one's virtual. But yeah, I mean, this is awesome. And so I know, so that's an amazing story that you tell. And I know a lot of people will want to learn more about the steps and the process now, you know, doing our research and reaching out to you. I know you have, you know, an email course that people could actually learn some of these same steps that you take. Would you like to talk some more about that? Because I'm sure I'll hear it.
Absolutely. So, you know, once we created Good Egg Investments, it really was about the education first and foremost. We always took the approach, if people happen to want to invest with us, great. If they don't, we at least want them to have the knowledge and the resources to know that these types of opportunities exist. And so that's the bulk of what we've created through Good Egg Investments. And so if anybody's new to the world of syndication, first, congratulations on stumbling upon this. It's going to change your life. But as a first step, just to figure out if it's even right for you, we've put together an email course, as Charles mentioned, and it's one email a day for 7 days. And at the end of 7 days, you should have all of the knowledge, the resources that you need to really determine whether this is the right path for you. And it could be that this is something that may not be your main path, but supplements your other real estate investing ventures. So there's a lot of ways to go about it. But if you're interested, you can go to goodegginvestments.com/free course to sign up for that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And Annie is truly about helping people. Like she said, you know, they started the company, Good Egg Investments, for the education, to educate people, because, you know, there was this top secret society that holding back all of this information from us. And so now it's out there and Annie's literally giving it to you for free. And so that's just awesome, Annie. And so Annie, this has been absolutely amazing. And I mean, you answered a lot of questions that William and I had like upfront for you as well. You just tell the story so beautifully, but more than likely, maybe we missed something. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience to help them become a successful breakthrough investor just like you?
Ooh, good question. So I would say one thing that I learned along the way, oh my gosh, I learned so many things along the way. You guys know, as you know, when you're a real estate investor, you become an entrepreneur. And as such, it just opens up so many different possibilities, breaks through the walls for you that you didn't even know were there before. Mindset is a huge part of that. So I would say, you know, if you can, invest in growing your mindset. Early on, we went to Tony Robbins, we got a coach, and you know, it was before mindset was even on my radar as a thing. Mindset is one of those things that's not necessarily measurable. The number of doors in your portfolio is measurable. Mindset, which is the thing that drives you to get those doors, to be able to sustain that portfolio, is not as measurable, but it's the thing that makes it all possible. And so to the extent that you can, keep listening to this podcast, because these guys, you're in great hands with these guys, and then invest in your mindset and that growth. Get a coach or go to events to grow your mindset, because that's what's going to help you, because we all hit those walls, and that mindset is what's going to help you break through.
Absolutely.
Before we close it out here, just real quick, have you found, and this is kind of a loaded question because a lot of our other guests have talked about this, but have you found that surrounding yourself with like-minded people or people that are also a step above or maybe where you want to be was beneficial for you?
100%. Yeah, absolutely. And I like that you made that distinction, you know, a step or two above, because that's where the value is. Some people want to, you know, get close to the gurus, the people who are 10 years ahead of where you currently are. And I find that that's not as helpful. Like if I were in a room with Tony Robbins, it would be really, I would be starstruck. But he probably couldn't help me with the minutia of what I'm going through right now, because he's way ahead of where I currently am, right? But if I find people who are, you know, just a little bit ahead, they still have great memories of when they were in my exact shoes. So they can guide me and give me very specific resources. So I find that's the biggest value, is when you can find those people who are just a step or two ahead. And then likewise, find people who are just a step or two behind you and help them and give them the resources that you have found to work. That's how we're all going to grow and rise together.
Wow. That's so true. That's so powerful and amazing. And William, I have like the great, you know, blessing to be able to do that. You're working with Dustin Heiner and Master Passive Income. So it's just, you know, it's amazing. Like, you know, when you work with people ahead of you, but, you know, I know it may sound cheesy, but giving is truly the greatest joy. And to be able to share the knowledge is just so powerful to see, you know, our students doing well. And just like someone helped us, we helped, you know, we're helping others. So thank you so much for sharing that, Annie. And it's always like, it's always truly a blessing talking to you. So many different things, you know, we want to talk about, but we don't have enough time. Maybe, William, maybe we may have to bring her back, you know, and some things more too. Because I know Annie also teaches kids how to build wealth too. And so that's
valuable.
Right? That's early. You start, I mean, we get the whole show like kind of based on that. Part of the breakthrough is also like breaking through those barriers and limitations and everything that's keeping your family back, right? And and creating a different generation. Whole other talk for another day. But
my 10-year-old just invested $800 of his own money into a syndication with us. So starting him up.
Look at that. That is so amazing. You starting them early. So Ani, I know a lot of people know you already, but there's going to be some people out there who are like, I need to get in touch with Ani. I need to stay connected. How can they do that? How can they stay in touch with you online?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the best place to go is our website, goodegginvestments.com. And if anybody has any questions for me or wants to connect with me further, share your experiences, I would love to hear from you. You can reach me at annie@goodegginvestments.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Annie. And we are so blessed to have you on the show. And we hope to see you soon.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here. And I hope that this has provided a few nuggets of wisdom for your audience.